within the petition, we're essentially trying to just make a Nansleden a safer place to live and to walk around in. So there's been the opening of the new strategic route, the A3059. Part of it runs directly through the centre of Nansleden, and it's currently a 30-mile-an-hour road, and we've got no crossings. And then as it comes up to the roundabout where you've got the Cornish Pantry, you've got quite a lot of Nansleden residents now living on the other side of the road, and again, no crossings. And what's happening is people are having to judge exits of roundabouts, literally sprint across the road. There's been a lot of near misses, and there's now a lot of people who don't walk, so they're having to drive. So the petition is asking for a reduction in the speed limit from 30 miles an hour to 20 miles an hour when the road goes through Nansleden, and three traffic light control crossings, two on the roundabout to connect the residents that are over the other side and allow safe passage across from the Cornish Pantry, mainly for the school children. And then the third traffic light crossing further down outside Sabzi, where we've got a nursery 20 metres from a busy 30 mile an hour road, to give mainly the nursery children a safe way to cross, because they go across for their allotment on the other side of that road, and all the parents and children when they're going in the morning, as well as all the residents as well.
And we already know that your local Cornwall councillor, so that's Kevin Towle, is already pushing Cornwall Council, the administration, for answers as to why it's not a 20 mile an hour zone when it was originally meant to be. Is that right, isn't it?
Correct, yep. So when the planning went through and the signs went up on all the lampposts, it was going to be a 20 mile an hour route through Nansleden, and then someone somewhere changed that. No one can really pinpoint who and where that happened. It's information that we're trying to get hold of, but yeah, when it opened, it was a surprise to a lot of people that it was 30 miles an hour.
In terms of, I mean, I've seen the comments already on Facebook. I mean, clearly not everyone's in favour, but what would you say to them when it comes to safety and to any drivers that are, you know, doing 30 or more than across those junctions?
Yeah, I completely appreciate if you've not got children, you're not disabled and you're not elderly and you can freely cross the road, then actually someone saying, I want crossings and we want to reduce the speed limit, could be pretty frustrating because you feel like it will add time to your journeys. But we really need to consider all community members to make it an inclusive place. And people, as I said before, are scared to cross the road because they have to run and they have to judge traffic, and not everyone can do that. And actually, if we can reduce the speed limit to 20 miles an hour, it's going to have a monetary impact as well. Like, more people will be walking, the businesses will get more footfall. We've seen property prices in Nansleden, particularly on that main road, impacted, because obviously a lot of people don't want to live on a busy 30 mile an hour road. So there's lots of knock-on effects. And even if it doesn't impact you, or you don't have someone directly that it impacts, if you could consider the wider community, then yeah, I think it can create a better environment for everybody.